Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We take source material, could be anything really, and we strip it down to the essential insights you need.
That's the goal.
And today's source might look simple on the surface. Mm-hmm. It's called The Leaf Roller Coaster Adventure.
A charming title, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Right, but don't let that fool you.
Mm.
If you're thinking, oh, a children's story, hold on. This dive is actually about pulling out a practical framework.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this philosophy of transformation. How you can take, you know, those everyday things you have to do,
mm-hmm.
maybe things you dread, like chores.
Or just repetitive tasks at work.
Exactly. And use a specific mechanism, which this story details, to flip them into something, well, extraordinary, something valuable.
And that mechanism, that's our mission today, to really define it. Because the Leaf Roller Coaster Adventure, it doesn't just describe imagination.
No.
It actually gives us a kind of model, maybe a three-step model, for applying that imagination to work, to labor. We're extracting the actionable bits.
So what conditions allow that shift?
Mm.
And crucially, what evidence does the story give that this creative effort actually improves things? Not just your mood, but the material reality.
That's the really interesting part. Does it enhance the world?
Okay, let's unpack this model.
Let's do it.
So every framework needs a starting point.
Right.
And here it's, well, it's the definition of mundane.
Right.
The story kicks off with Milo and Harper. They're in Maple Hollow, and they're doing classic autumn work. Raking leaves.
Just piles of leaves, dealing with the task at hand. It's necessary, maybe a bit static, organized.
And it can be boring for them, yeah.
And establishing that initial state is critical. It sets the baseline. We need to remember this adventure, it doesn't just pop out of nowhere.
No, it comes from somewhere specific.
It starts right in the middle of actual work. They're expending energy, using materials, the leaves, for a practical purpose.
Getting the yard clean.
Exactly. And that makes the transformation, when it comes, feel much more powerful. The very stuff they were working on becomes the stuff of the adventure.
Okay, so the work provides the raw material. Then comes the shift.
Mm.
And the story is super clear about the trigger, the catalyst event.
Mm.
It's not something the kids plan, initially anyway.
Right.
It's just a single gust of wind.
Right. Whoosh.
And this one natural event just instantly changes everything. Those neat piles of leaves. Suddenly they shoot up, twist around, and become this giant, twisting, twirling roller coaster made entirely of leaves.
And what's fascinating there, I think, is the role of that external push. The wind provides the initial, let's say, kinetic energy.
Yeah, gets things moving.
But the structure that emerges, the roller coaster itself, that isn't dictated by the wind, that seems shaped by their shared imagination.
Ah. Okay, so the wind just opens the door, forces the shift, maybe?
I think so. And the kids, they just roll with it. There's no hesitation. Milo doesn't stop to, you know, question the physics of a leaf roller coaster. He just yells, hop on, and jumps into a cart that looks like a leaf boat. The acceptance is immediate. It's total.
You know, that catalyst part, I find that the trickiest bit when thinking about applying this framework to adult life, I mean.
Oh, well.
Like, do we need a literal gust of wind? A crisis, a sudden deadline, some unexpected event to force us into this creative mode?
Mm.
Or can we generate that disruption ourselves internally? And does the story give us any clues about that, about self-starting this?
That's a really important question because, yeah, most of our workdays don't come with conveniently timed wind gusts.
Officially not.
Mm-hmm. But I think the story supports the idea that while the wind might be the trigger, the ongoing function of the roller coaster relies on their internal commitment, their belief.
Oh,
the wind just rearranges the pieces. It's the kids' belief, their engagement, that sustains the ride. So think of the wind perhaps as a metaphor.
For what?
For any disruption to routine. In our context, maybe that gust is forcing yourself to try a new approach or setting a really tight constraint or even just consciously deciding, okay, I'm going to tackle this task like it's play, not duty.
So the key isn't really where the disruption comes from, external or internal.
Perhaps not.
But what it does, it forces the material, the leaves, or our project, whatever, out of that static functional state.
Exactly. The leaves stop being just piles to clean up.
Right. They become material for an experience.
Precisely. The labor provides the medium. And once they make that leap, wow, the story really leans into describing the experience itself.
Yeah, let's touch on those details, not just because they're nice descriptions, but because they act as, like, proof points for how intense the creative engagement becomes.
Good point. It's evidence of the transformation's depth.
The story hits you with this full-color, multi-sensory ride. They whoosh through loops of golden leaves, zip through tunnels of scarlet and orange.
Even splash through leaf fountains. Imagine that. Raining down crunchy reds and yellows.
It's so vivid.
Yeah.
And that level of detail suggests the transformation has to be really felt internally to be effective, to create that external experience.
Absolutely. And notice it wasn't just Milo and Harper.
No, the whole neighborhood gets involved almost.
Well, the woodland creatures anyway. Which broadens the scope. It reinforces this idea that the imaginative framework isn't just personal, it can be communal.
Right, the squirrels throwing their paws up, the raccoons squealing.
Even the wise old owl is hooting with delight. They're all instantly part of it. The creative energy kind of infects the whole environment.
And if we link that ride experience back to the core idea, the adventure itself becomes this act of creation. It changes perception. The text says each turn painted the sky with new bursts of color, like fireworks made of autumn leaves.
Lovely image. It suggests the energy of the ride is actually visible. It's modifying the environment, at least perceptually.
Okay, so the ride was amazing, clearly.
Yeah.
But what's the takeaway? What was the point of all that imaginative energy? Now we get into the explicit lessons.
Right. The story doesn't leave you guessing. It spells out the insights.
And the first one is pretty fundamental. It's the core claim. Imagination can turn ordinary tasks into magical adventures.
But there's a nuance there, I think. It's not really about escaping the work.
No.
It feels more like it's about absorbing the effort of the work into something bigger. The effort of raking, which was maybe tedious.
Becomes the force driving the roller coaster.
Exactly.
The fun part.
Exactly. So the focus shifts. It's less about the end goal, the clean yard, and more about the experience of engaging with the materials. The thrill of the ride.
Which leads right into the second insight the story gives us.
Yeah.
Joy and creativity can turn work into play.
Mm-hmm.
I just think about applying that. Raking leaves is one thing, but what about, I don't know, tackling a huge backlog of emails?
Uh-huh.
Or cleaning the garage?
Mundane, potentially joyless tasks.
Right. But if joy becomes the engine, if creativity turns it into play, then the output almost feels like a bonus. The engagement itself is the reward.
And the story provides the evidence for this shift. The laughter, the squealing, the delight from everyone involved, those are like the metrics of success within the narrative.
So generalizing this for the listener, the leaf roller coaster seems to show that creative reframing is a way to generate real emotional connection to a task you have to do anyway.
Instead of seeing the leaves or the emails or the messy garage as an obstacle.
You see it as raw material.
Potential.
Right. You might see a complex report, not as a burden, but maybe as a structure you get to build, or a tricky problem as a puzzle you get to solve. It changes the whole framing.
Okay, that makes sense. But for me, the most, I don't know, challenging part of this text, maybe the most interesting, is what happens at the end, the legacy.
Ah, yes, after the ride.
The ride slows down, the leaves flutter back to the ground. But the description is specific. The forest floor shimmers. It's described as being brighter than ever before.
And that's not just a feeling.
Exactly. It sounds like a real, tangible change. Which brings up that question you raised earlier.
Does the creative adventure actually somehow enhance the material reality?
And Harper nails it, doesn't she? She looks around and says, "We made the season even more beautiful." Mm-hmm. She observes a direct improvement.
So the story seems to be saying yes. The imaginative effort leaves behind something real, a residue. The ground is literally brighter, more beautiful because the adventure happened.
It implies that putting joy and creativity into a task, it improves the actual quality of the outcome.
The end result is elevated.
Right. The aesthetic, or maybe just the functional quality, is enhanced by the positive emotional energy that went into making it.
So if we take that out of the story context, apply it to our lives.
It suggests that the quality of your work, whether it's a presentation you give, a meal you cook, maybe even how you organize something, it might be demonstrably better if you approach it with that kind of high-level creative engagement instead of just drudgery.
The shimmering is like the emotional fingerprint left on the final product.
That's a nice way to put it.
So the story really gives us a full loop, doesn't it? A kind of model for creative application.
It seems so.
Stage one, Start with the mundane task, leaf piles, the necessary work.
Grounded in reality.
Stage two, introduce or accept a catalyst, the gust of wind, something that disrupts the routine and forces or allows the imaginative shift.
The disruption point.
And stage three, the creative engagement that follows doesn't just change how you feel about the work.
It actually leaves behind an improved result, an enhanced reality.
Yeah.
Shimmering forest floor.
That's a pretty neat, actionable framework, especially for anyone trying to find more value in routine tasks.
And the story adds one more layer at the very end, focusing on the lasting relationship with the environment or the work context.
Right. The roller coaster itself faded away. Cool. It's temporary.
But the energy didn't vanish. What remained were the laughter, memories, and, importantly, a giant playground of crunchy piles to dive into.
Ah. So the transformation creates a legacy of joy. The place where the work happened is now redefined. It's a place of play.
Exactly. The kids are now excited about the leaves, which were initially just part of a chore. Their relationship to the task and the materials has fundamentally changed.
So the key takeaway isn't just about having fun during the task.
Although that's part of it.
But it's also about seeing the objects of the task.
Yeah.
The leaves, the report, the data, whatever. Not as obstacles, but as potential collaborators in something enjoyable.
They were just waiting for that creative spark, that different way of looking at them.
The imaginative model in this story, it transforms the task, yes, but also maybe the identity of the person doing it.
From chore doer to creator, someone who actively made their little corner of the world more beautiful, more joyful.
So thinking about that shimmering forest floor, those enhanced memories, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? What mundane task are you looking at today?
Hmm.
That report you've been putting off, maybe that pile of laundry, that boring commute. Could it be waiting for its own gust of wind moment? Its own chance to become something spectacular?
Find your catalyst, perhaps. Find your gust of wind, however it shows up, and see what kind of shimmering legacy you might leave behind.
Until the next deep dive.